Now we turn to a look at legislative politics with Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So to sort of pick up where we left off last week, some House Republicans are wanting to ban straight party voting. One of those proponents, Representative Peter County, says he doesn't know whether letting voters pull the lever for one party or the other will benefit either party. Is there any way to know that for sure? Is this good for Democrats or Republicans?
Well, there are some individual county numbers that seem to indicate that, at least in some instances, more Democrats than Republicans use the straight party option. That was true in Johnson County. There are more Democrats there, to be sure. But Democrats voted straight party more than Republicans to a degree that went beyond their voter registration edge. We talked to one political scientist about it. He warned us it would be possible to make an argument either way, that it benefits Republicans or that it benefits Democrats. But at the very least, he said, you can assume that Republicans believe it won't hurt them at the polls or they wouldn't be offering this bill. And bottom line with election bills that I've observed over the years, if there's even a hint of a chance that a bill would hurt a party's chances at the polls, members of that party are not going to vote for it.
Okay. And the Branstad administration is asking lawmakers to approve more state tax credits to attract industry and create jobs. But they're getting some pushback. What's the concern among legislators?
Well, there's been a Democratic effort for the last couple of years to rein in all kinds of tax credits. They get approved on a regular basis. And the result really is a draining of hundreds of millions of dollars from the state treasury. But business development tax credits are under fire even more, largely because of an unusually big tax incentive package that helped lure a fertilizer plant to southeast Iowa. Critics had said that the threat that that plant would go to Illinois instead was trumped up. So Economic Development Director Debbie Durham came to the State House to ask for more tax credits, and she ran headlong into criticism over the fertilizer plant. She told lawmakers that their criticism was fair and that she made the best decision she could at the time in offering tax breaks for that plant.
Joyce, while we're on that topic of job creation, you know, we're just past the halfway point in Governor Branstad's term, and he did run in 2010 promising to create 200,000 new jobs in Iowa. How's he doing?
Well, Governor Branstad used a figure of 120,000 jobs in his condition of the state address, but Debbie Durham says that that was misinterpreted. Here's what she had to say about job creation so far under the Branstad administration.
When Governor was doing a state of the state, he was talking about the jobs the economy created, not stuff that we're credited for at the economic development. And he threw out 120,000 number. Basically, you know, we came out of a recession, so we were really digging out of a hole. But then you're looking at maybe out of that figure, and this is not precise, but it may be 20,000 net new jobs when you count the jobs you've grown out of.
She went on to say that the deals that her agency has made have created 15,000 new jobs. But it was clear that she wanted to make clear that it's the governor's goal to create 200,000 jobs. It isn't her goal to use tax incentives to create that many new jobs.
So some of those are going to have to come from other places. Lawmakers are talking about revamping the way that teachers are evaluated in Iowa and possibly including student performance as part of that mix. Now, that's been a really controversial idea. Why?
Well, it's just potentially threatening to teachers to say your evaluation depends on how well students perform on, say, a high-stakes test. That's kind of the specter out there that makes people nervous. The Iowa Department of Education says Iowa was turned down for a waiver from the federal No Child Left Behind program because our teacher evaluation system doesn't satisfactorily address student performance. So the department is asking the legislature to give them the authority to rewrite Iowa's teacher evaluation standards in an attempt to win the waiver. And some lawmakers are resisting that. But I should say the department also says that the Iowa system for evaluating teachers also doesn't differentiate enough between good and not so good teachers, that almost everyone gets a flat satisfactory mark, and they say that's a problem.
Okay, and what should we be looking out for this week?
Well, speaking of tax credits, the economic development folks are going to try again for a new incentive, which they failed to get last year. Under the bill that they offered last year, investors would get a bigger tax break for contributing to a new state fund that they use for startup companies. It didn't pass last year, so backers plan to make that tax break a little less generous in hopes of getting it through the legislature this year.
All right. Well, that's a look at the week ahead in Iowa legislative politics. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.